And then you move on to 76.
76, this was a great side. A lot of people have said, which is the best side of your teams that won it? And
now we've got the photo of each team, as you've noticed, that Benny's here putting in front of his dad. So just to...
I don't even need to remember about him because I've heard this story so many times, but it just, without even looking at the photo, probably, you can name the starting side in those 74, 75, 76 sides, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, well, we had some players in this team that all went on to play first grade that couldn't make the starting side. Players like Greg Mackey, Greg Evans, Wayne McPherson, all first graders.
100. Mackey's over 300 in our
Couldn't make the
tough as they come. Greg
couldn't
Evans.
Make the side, and there was a boy in this side. Everybody knows about him in South Sydney Juniors, Alan Ferguson. Mm. He could play anywhere from front row to fullback. He was a big boy and he was quick in those days. Actually, at 14 or 15 years of age, he was a beach sprinter. He went to Tasmania and he got pipped in the 100-metre beach sprint. And he could play front row and just bust them open. And probably, they talk about Kevin Longbottom and Eric Sims, he was as good a goal kicker as them.
Wow.
He just kicked goals at 15, 16 years of age from the sideline, anywhere on the field.
Never played first grade.
Never played first grade.
Yet his other two brothers, I think, might have.
Gilbert and Warren, his younger brothers, were good players. But Alan had that much talent. In this particular team, there's probably 10 of these blokes that went on and played first grade, and likes of Mario and George
Mario
Longbottom.
Mario Fenwick was in this team, yeah?
Mario Fenwick was a hooker, yeah. He was a more passionate player you wouldn't find.
No. Who was your halfback?
Halfback was George Longbottom, who played first grade with South. In front, Greg Mackey played the first two games in the ball competition because Longbottom had a cracked collarbone. And even though George came into the side and took Mackey's place, they finished up being two of the best mates. Yeah, very good side. Tackle machine and Gary Ross played lock forward. Shane O'Neill was the captain. He was just a workaholic, Shane O'Neill. He probably weighed 12 and a half stone. If he'd have been as big as the players of today, he'd have had rep on us for sure.
He must have been a footballer and a half because I think he played first grade as an 18-year-old, which back then was never done.
Well, it was when Jack Gibson come across and he just seen him and he'd be lucky to have turned 18.
I think he'd retired by the time he was 21 to finish football to be an electrician.
Yeah, he lives on the Central Coast now. He's up at Terrigal Way. I don't get to see him. We had a reunion a while back, and of the 20 in the squad, they're all living in different areas and that. 19 of them turned up. The only one that wasn't there was Alan Ferguson, who passed away.
Just one of your best sides, Niggsy. I mean, looking at the grand final score, what is it, 28-3 or something like that?
Yeah. This side,
that's a fair touch-up in the grand final.
They sent this side up to North Queensland, where we played seven different club teams up there, Cairns, Townsville, Mackay. They even flew us out to Mount Isa to play out at Mount Isa. They won every game. And when I say they won every game comfortably.
Yeah.
You know, 20 or 24 points. And then
this was 3 points a try back in the
3 points a try. And and then we played North Queensland combined side. So that was the makeup of the seven teams in the North Queensland area. And we beat North Queensland as easily as we beat all the other teams. And it was a game out at Mount Isa. And it was getting close to half time. The bell had rung. And we had a penalty on halfway. And there was all these young Aboriginal kids sitting around the fence railing. Like a ground like Mascot Oval it was. And Fergo must have said to Shane, who was a captain, let me have a shot at goal. And it was halfway on the sideline. These boys were 16 years of age. And all these little Indigenous kids were all saying, Who this lad think he is? Who this lad think he is? Well, you wouldn't believe it. Fergo puts the ball down and roofs the ball, goes out of the ground, straight between the posts, and they lost the ball. And they said, he is a champion, he is a champion. But that was Fergo. Fergo only had one problem. He was lazy. If he'd have trained like Shane Arneil and some of the other blokes in the team, he could have been anything at all. And everybody in the area that talks about good players, Fergo's name always comes up.
Yeah, I've heard it many times.
Any truth in the story about Jack Gibson coaching South at the time, watching him train one day?
Yeah, Jack was using him as a fullback. It was at Burraloo Park, actually, down at Botany. They were using the fields down here to train on. And Jack said, at Alan Ferguson, he's very much like Graham Eadie. He's going to be a superstar. And 2 or 3 weeks into training, Jack said, he ain't going to be Graham Eadie. He don't train hard enough. Wow. That was Fergo, he died at a young age, had a heart attack coming home from work at Botany. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
So what about 8 or 9 NRL players in that side?
Yeah, it was. As you said, they won the grand final by a big margin.
28-3, it says, yeah.
28-3, yeah. And I think Fergo scored about 18 points that day, or whatever the odd number was. He might have scored 27 points or something.
Yeah, we're going to get to his best team of all time, and just by listening to that, I think Fergo could be in there.